Our next guest is rolling with 9 points in his last 4 games. He is now up to 7th overall in NHL league scoring with 77 points in 72 games, trying to become the first Edmonton Oiler to score 80 points since Doug Weight did it in 2001. Taylor Hall joins us. Taylor, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you, man?
I'm well. Before we get to hockey, are you a TV watcher? Like, do you guys have certain shows majority of the team watches and then you guys discuss afterwards?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of guys were excited about that Game of Thrones last night. I don't watch that too much, but shows like Suits and Sons of Anarchy, those kinds of shows are great.
You don't watch... Now, have you never got into Game of Thrones? Is that why, or you just don't like that stuff?
I watched the first episode, and I'm just not I'm not into that fantasy kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll say this. I would give it another try, because really, the dragons are barely a part of the show. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like my cup of tea, but everyone has great things to say about it, so I might give it a go when I'm bored in the summer.
Now, you like True Detective, did you not, with McConaughey?
Yeah, that was one of the best shows I've ever watched.
What'd you think of the ending?
I thought it was good. I mean, you have to think that that show was pretty much just a really, really long movie. So people were expecting like some great ending when not a lot of movies end like that. But overall, the acting and everything else was tremendous.
Now, anything else that you are a fan of as far as, do you watch, are you a wrestling guy ever? Like, would you watch WrestleMania?
No chance.
Not even now. Joey Moss, did he tell it? Because Joe went to WrestleMania. He's the biggest wrestling fan I know.
Yeah, he's been gone for a while now, and I mean, we always get him tickets, and we go watch those wrestling shows at the movie theater and stuff. And he just goes crazy. He loves it.
Nice. Yeah. No, he's probably the biggest wrestling fan I know. So
yeah, for sure.
For you, Taylor. Obviously, it's disappointing not being in the playoffs, but. On a personal note, you've really ratcheted your game up here. I've noticed the biggest change I've seen in your game in the last maybe 2 months has been more consistent back pressure. Was that just a conscious effort from you? Do you have a conversation with anyone? Do you feel like you're doing it, or you're more, I guess, successful at it recently than you have been before?
Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of flack for my defensive play, and I do think I have improved on it a lot. I was saying to you the other day that I find that when you do back check and when you do strip pucks from guys, it puts the other team in an awkward spot. Their whole team is jumping up in the play and they don't expect you to go back at them. So plays like that, along with playing well in your own end, is a big part of playing well as a player and contributing to your team.
You talk about the guys not maybe being used to it. With your speed, there's very few guys that you won't be able to catch from behind. Pavel Datsyuk's one of the best guys in the NHL at creating turnovers, which leads to offense. Have you tried to take a page out of his book? Is that where you got it from, or is it just something you recognize that other guys are doing?
Just something I recognized. At the same time, you got to make sure you're not taking penalties, because that's an easy spot for a ref to call a penalty. So you got to be clean when you're doing it. It's crazy that Ryan O'Reilly leads the league in takeaways. And really the only penalty he took was playing with a broken stick. So it's a two-edged sword, and you got to make sure that you're doing it right.
Taylor Hall joins us. Taylor, I know you're a real fan of hockey. You look at a lot of things. I noticed that you'd commented on, well, I know my Corsi numbers aren't as good, but I've noticed in the last 6 weeks, your Corsi number is actually shot right. Well, not back up to 50%. It's not going to be. But I don't know if your game has changed. What's your thoughts on statistics like that? Because I know you follow them.
Yeah, I mean, it's they're useful for sure. I've always kind of taken the stance that good players on good teams will have good Corsis, and good teams will have good Corsis. So it's kind of a weird thing for a player to think about when he's in the game, but. If you're playing well defensively, obviously you're going to limit the amount of shots against. And if you're producing and you're attacking well, then you're going to have a good Corsi. So for us, I mean, we don't put too much thought into it during a game, but it's interesting to kind of see how you've been playing and where your game's heading.
Taylor Hall joins us. Early this season, was there any alterations in your game as far as how you attacked in the offensive zone this year to last year?
Early in the season?
Yeah, or at any time this season.
No, not really. You know, you have to kind of play the game with as a five-man unit, and at times we've struggled this year, you know, breaking the puck out, and then as forwards we've struggled to get it back. So I think lately, you know, with you just mentioned my Corsi, I think that's probably more of a team thing than anything that I'm doing myself. I think we've been playing a lot better with, you know, as a five-man unit, and that's showing.
Your offensive numbers, Nugent Hopkins and Eberle, you guys have played together before, of course, and produced, but not even to this level. Is this a sign maybe that you can say to the coach, hey, I don't care what happens, but let's just keep us together because for whatever reason we can produce when we play together?
I mean, I'm not going to say that to Dallas. You know, he's the coach and he's going to make the lines how he wants. But I think for us, we just want to really put pressure on him by playing well to keep us together as long as we can. I mean, there's going to be stretches where, you know, maybe for a couple periods we don't do as well. But I'm hoping that he has the confidence in us to, you know, to keep us together, not only for the rest of this year, but to start next year. And hopefully we can add some pieces this summer to give us a little bit more depth on the other lines and everyone can produce.
You're only 22 years of age, Taylor. And, you know, I was looking at stats of a lot of, you know, players. Joe Sakic never made the playoffs for 4 years. Mara Lemieux only made it once in the first six. Same as Sakic, actually. He made it in his fifth and he missed it. And I know that in today, everybody's all about, man, we need instant success right away. It's frustrating as anything, I know, to lose. But do you look back, and I don't know how much you look into the history of other players, that it's very rare for guys, you know, who are drafted high to have instant success in the league as far as teams winning?
Yeah, it is tough. You know, everyone wants to look at the Chicago and Pittsburgh blueprint as, you know, something that, you know, you want to strive for. And obviously that's our goal, but it hasn't happened right away. And we just got to deal with it. I mean, this season really didn't go the right way. We had a lot of expectations, not only as a team, but as a city and as a fan base, that really didn't go the way, you know, we wanted it to. But as far as having the pieces in place and the right people doing doing their jobs, I think that's there. So there's nothing really else you can do but be positive and look ahead to better times.
Looking back, and I know the season's not over, but essentially it is as far as the playoff. What do you feel went wrong this year that you as a team collectively have to ensure doesn't happen next season?
I think just our start. When we're 4-15-2, which I think our record was at one point, it just, you can't help but be negative about how the season's going to turn out. I mean, when you're 11 games below 500, after 20 games, you face a really steep hill to climb to make the playoffs, and I think that wore on everyone and maybe didn't let us play the game we wanted to for a lot of the year during the middle part. So next year's got to be a big start for us. I mean, it doesn't have to be a 15-6 start, but it has to be something respectable that we can stay in the race for the whole year and make sure that we're playing meaningful games. And then not only meaningful games, but like huge games at the end of the year to get ourselves in the playoffs.
Edmonton forward Taylor Hall joins us, 77 points. I know you're a guy who studies stats, so I'm sure you're well aware. Doug Waite's the last guy to get 80. Was that a number that you had in your head at the start of the season? Was it a number that you had in your head maybe 20 games ago when you looked at it? When did 80 become a goal, or I'm assuming it's a goal at some point?
Yeah, I've never really sat down and wrote goals down or anything, but I think last year I was on a 90-point pace, and if I would have played the whole year this year, I think that was a pretty good goal of mine. Obviously, I'm not going to reach that missing seven games for my knee injury, but, you know, looking down the schedule, you want to try and produce as much as you can, and I don't think I'm being selfish in saying that getting points is a huge part of my game. I mean, if I'm not getting points, then it's not like I'm the best defensive forward in the league, so I have to make sure that I'm producing. And when you're playing with line mates like, you know, I've played with for actually the whole year, you're going to produce points if you're doing the right things.
You know, Taylor, it's interesting you say that because I think there's so much focus of, you know, it seems that, well, if you're an offensive player but you're not great defensively, that's a big negative. But, man, if you're a defensive player who can't do anything offensively, it's not considered the same. And I don't know, I'm a fan of offense. I like guys who are rewarded on it. You say that you're not a great defensive player, but most offensive guys don't have to be great because they have the puck all the time. What small parts of your overall game have you worked on improving this year that you hope to improve next year?
Ralph Kruger last year had us playing a much different defensive zone system where the forwards were pretty much just in charge of their defensemen up top. And it was a kind of a big adjustment for me to come down low and protect the house a lot more. So over the course of the year, I think you saw improvements with that from me. And then obviously I just did an interview before this with Mike Kelly from the NHL Network, and he said I'm third in the league in takeaways. And I think that's part of my game that I've really strived to improve on is back pressure and just making sure that, you know, if I do turn over the puck, which does happen more than I'd like, I have to work to get it back.
You talk about, you know, that defensive system you had under Ralph Kruger. Now you come with Dallas Aikens. You've had a new one every year, Taylor. How important is it to just come into a season knowing what the system is going to be next year? How much of an advantage do you think that will be for your team?
I think it's huge. I know for myself personally, I'm really looking forward to going into a year where, you know, you don't have that awkward first handshake, you know, at training camp. You know what the coach is going to be like. You understand each other. And most of all, you understand the system that he's going to employ. So for us, we're going to have, you know, the majority of our team back. And, you know, to have the same coach is going to be great. And I think you saw this year with the start that we had, it wasn't Dallas's fault by any means, but getting used to a new coach is always a little bit tough.
What is, you know, and I think fans maybe underestimate that, and even some people in the media, just the continuity factor of going into training camp and maybe being at step five of a 10-step program. When you have a new coach, you're automatically starting at ground zero. What do you think are some things that you guys will go into the season, Taylor, that you will expect your teammates to know come training camp so you can work on other things?
I think, you know, just little things. Hockey players are creatures of habit, and I'm no different. Even since my, you know, minor hockey days, I've always become a way better player when I'm comfortable with the coach and everything that's going on. So for our team, just knowing what kind of, you know, like I said, what kind of system Dallas wants, how he wants us to play, how he wants us to practice, and how he wants us to train off ice is huge for especially a young team that that might be a little bit unsure of what they need to do. I think that's huge.
Has your practice or what the coach expects from your practices differed from last year?
A little bit different. Dallas likes to teach more. Like, we do a lot of plays. We do a lot of game situations, like regroups and rims and in our end, that kind of thing, where Ralph was put in a tough spot. I mean, it was a 48-game schedule, I think, and we played it in 96 days. So there wasn't a whole lot of practice time to show what we needed to do. So we were just practicing two-on-ones and three-on-twos and just getting touches, where Dallas has tried to employ things that we're actually going to do in a game. And I think you've seen over the course of the year, we've become more of a five-man unit. We've become more of a team on the ice, and that's probably why.
Taylor Hall joins us. Taylor, a lot of people feel when they look at it and say, okay, well, last year 24th, this year now it's 28th or 29th, that there hasn't been any steps forward in progress as a team. As the core guy and the leader definitely offensively, maybe the leader emotionally of this team, have you seen progress enough in the right areas for you to be confident that next year will be better?
I'm confident next year will be better. We've been put in some tough spots this year, and certainly there's been, if you look at it, there's been times where we haven't done well at all, but there's also been some pretty really good areas for us, and there's been games where we've shown a lot of consistency from shift to shift, which really hasn't been there in years past. So there's like any team that's struggled, there's been good times and there's been bad, but over the last 30 or 40 games, I think we found a game that we like playing, a game we're comfortable playing. Now it's all about, you know, kind of upping that and bringing more of that next year to start the year off.
This is the second straight season you've been a point-a-game player, Taylor. And, you know, with that, obviously expectations are, hey, that's the type of guy you want. I heard you say, hey, if I'm not producing, I'm not doing my job. Are you taking more of a step to kind of become an emotional leader of this team? I know you've calmed down not talking to officials. You and I have talked about that. But this team at times, there seems that there's guys who lack that, you know, that just fire to match the other team's fire. Are you a guy that can get that out of your teammates?
Yeah, I mean, I have to disagree with you there. I think everyone on our team cares, and when, you know, when people say we're not trying or it doesn't look like we care, I mean, we care a lot. If you were in our room and you heard what we say and how much guys care, you wouldn't think that. Sometimes it just looks like that because we're not in the right spots or we're trying a little bit too hard. But like I said, over the last 30 or 40 games, I think we found a pretty good balance of how we like to play. The record, you know, it's been okay. It hasn't been great, but I think the signs are there, and how we need to play is hard, but not only hard, we need to play smart. You see these good teams in the league, a team like Anaheim last night, you know, they didn't quit at all. They were on the verge of tying that up a lot during that third period, simply because they just kept coming and they kept working smart.
Taylor Hall joins us, and you know what? I agree with you there on positional play and playing smart and going to the right areas. I know it's year four for you, but you look back now, and how much maybe better of a hockey player are you as far as understanding the game at certain situations? And do you think with so many young guys, it's taken a while just to understand how to be in the right position?
Yeah, I'm miles ahead of where I was, even at the end of my second year. You know, last year I took a good step forward and using my teammates a lot more. This year I feel like even though my plus-minus isn't great, I've taken a lot of steps defensively, and next year I hope to continue that. But there's only one way to improve yourself in the NHL. You can watch as much video as you want. You can skate seven times a week during the summer, but really those game time, you know, those game decisions and those, you know, those plays that you do night after night in the NHL, that's how you improve on yourself, and that's how you get used to playing in this league.
So it really just comes down to experience. Can you give me one in-game situation that you feel like, okay, you know what, it clicked this year that hadn't maybe clicked in prior years as far as just understanding what to do in a certain situation?
I'd say probably even from the start of this year until now, I think just my turnovers, knowing when to do, when to just put the puck in, knowing when to live to fight another day. Sometimes I take it upon myself to try and change the game with one play, when in reality, it's more than that. You have to use your teammates and you have to be smart. And sometimes you have to just dump it in and go change and wait for your next shift. Things like that. You see experienced teams and experienced players doing all the time.
Taylor, as always, I appreciate it. Continued success, and hopefully you get 3 points in the next three games and reach 80 to become the first Oiler since Doug White in 2001.
All right, thanks, man. Take care.